down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you get ready for Brexit.
My next guest is Pat McDonough. He's one of Ireland's best known business people, mostly due to his creation of Supermax, but he's also so much more. Most people associate him with Galway, but you may be surprised to learn that the hotel that we're actually broadcasting today from, the Collection, is part of his portfolio. Good morning to you, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby.
How are things?
Great, thanks. Now, when you welcome to Portlaoise.
Yeah, and as a Galway man, you seem to be almost like an honorary Portlaoise man. You've been doing business in this county for a long number of years, Pat.
Yeah, we're in Portlaoise. We opened our first Supermax here in Portlaoise about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it has been very successful for us. So we invested here in the Collection Hotel in 2015. And that's working out well for us as well. So we're delighted with the progress. And as you know, we're building a plaza out at the junction on the motorway. So we're hoping to open that by June.
Okay, so the your business clearly has evolved. You've got three effective arms. You've got the fast food arm of the Supermax, great brand, then six hotels in the portfolio, and then what, six or seven plazas as well?
Correct, yeah. And as I say, business evolves from what we started, I suppose, 42 years ago. And so you have to keep moving with the times. And the motorways have changed the face of the country. And here in Portlaoise is no different to anywhere else. And I think the motorways helped Portlaoise. I see Portlaoise, as I say, as the centre of the crossroads of the country. It's a fantastic place for meetings, you know, sporting events, etc. And, you know, there's a great atmosphere and the great entrepreneurship in the town through both the council under John Mulholland, who are very forward-thinking, and indeed, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce and all the other aspects of town, Gardaí and other enterprise as well. So it's one of those towns that I would say is progressing fantastically well and is making use of whatever benefits they can get.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to a lot of the traders and a lot of the people from the town later on. But Pat, can I ask you about your own thoughts? Like, did you have a strategy to get into hotels, or how opportunistic are you in relation to now? People would say that maybe you bought those hotels fairly right, as they say, in that you didn't pay too much for any of them. Would that be fair comment?
You can ask the bank manager about one or two of those. I think he wasn't on the same page as myself on them. But anyway, the first one I got into totally by accident, because I had been looking for a drive-through site just opposite the university in Limerick.
Yeah.
And the lady I was trying to buy it from, I had cups of coffee with her in the Castle Troy Park on at least 15 or 20 occasions. And she was a beautiful older lady, but she couldn't ever decide whether she wanted to sell or she didn't want to sell. So eventually the hotel came for sale and I decided to buy the hotel instead. And as I say, it has proven really worthwhile.
And was it because of that then you decided, look, I've made a success of this hotel, there's got to be more opportunity in this sector?
Absolutely. As I say, we were finding it very difficult at that time to get planning permissions in different areas for different reasons. So you were kind of being stagnated in what you were doing. So the hotel was there. It had been established for 20 years or whatever it was before that. And it was probably good value at the time, but that was 10 years ago at least at this stage. And as I say, it was a good opportunity, location, location, location. So, and when the first one works well for you, then it gives you the confidence to go and move on from there. So we moved to Loughrea, I think it was after that.
And when we look at the development of the motorway services businesses now, you drive down any of the motorways, they're well populated with forecourts, with food and beverage propositions. Where has all that business come from? What has it displaced?
Well, it probably has come from convenience, basically. And, I would see that, say, in the likes of the Galway Plaza, that people from South Mayo and even as far up as Castlebar would drive to the motorway in Tuam and then go on to Dublin that way, because you know, it's time saving and it's an easier drive. So the motorways have changed the face of the country. Unfortunately for smaller towns, and I would know from towns that have been bypassed, say the likes of Moat or Nina or places like that, you lose 30% of your business overnight. When the
does it come back
in.
Though? Does it come back in time?
It comes back slowly, but not from the same content, because it's all about convenience.
Yeah.
It's not from the same customer. It comes back from trying other avenues of gaining customers. And so therefore, as I said, it was a natural progression to look for motorway sites, because again, having been to America and seeing what's happening there and England and the continent, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
It's really convenience driven.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating sector, and again, one that has exploded over the years. Can I ask you about business generally, Pat? How do you feel about things like the coronavirus, tourism, Brexit? Let me ask you about insurance. You've been very vocal on that in the past. I see motor premiums are starting to come down. Is there any sight of premiums coming down in business insurance?
Not so much in the business sector. In fact, we would see them probably increase. And it's an area where, as I say, it could be addressed, but there needs to be a willingness on the government to address it. The 2004 Civil Liabilities Act, which was enacted back, as I say, at the time there was a previous issue with the insurance, worked very well when PIAB were allowed to address insurance claims. But then, obviously, the legal profession took 21 different judicial reviews.
There's
to change.
There's too many vested interests at play, so not only the legal profession.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. But if you look where the money goes, who's making the money from it? It's the legal profession, it's the insurance companies themselves, sometimes it's the claimants, but they're probably a third party. And then there's ancillary brokers, etc., making money from it. So it can be addressed, as I say, if the laws that were enacted at that stage in relation to, there was to be a register of claimants set up by the courts. That never happened. And when you have a situation where 95% of claims are settled outside the courts, well, then obviously there isn't too much confidence in bringing them into court. And when you have a barrister telling you before a court case, well, if you go before Judge X, you're going to get X result. If you go before Judge Y, you have a fair chance.
Yeah.
So settle it before you win,
and
basically.
Is there an argument, Pat, for a business the scale of yours, employing 4,000-odd people, that you should be self-insured? Have you ever considered that?
We are pretty much self-insured in a lot of the businesses, but we're not an insurance company, and so therefore it's a distraction to a certain degree for us. But at the same time, we do a better job, we feel, than what the insurance company does.
Yeah.
Because the insurance companies are too inclined to settle cases on a financial basis. They don't want to incur the costs of bringing it to court, etc., and fighting the claim. So they settle quite readily.
Right.
And whereas we would believe in fighting them if we think we're right.
Let me ask you finally then about your sense of 2020, the next 6, 9, 12 months in your various sectors, hotels, forecourts. Are you optimistic or relatively pessimistic?
Well, you have always to be optimistic, but you have to look at the reality of the situation. You know, the coronavirus is certainly going to have an effect on tourism. We've at this stage in the hotel side of the business, lost probably close to $500,000 in cancellations.
Have you?
So you have to now address that and get it from somewhere else. However, you know, the strength of sterling is going to help us because we'd lost quite a bit of tourism generally of the UK market because of the weakness of sterling over the last number of years. But that has changed around even in the last few weeks. So there's a market that we can address. And then, of course, you know, who's going to go, if you look at tourism, who's going to go on a cruise ship for the next couple of months? I think you'd be a very courageous person to kind of book your cruise now.
Big shout out for the cruise industry there by Pat McDonough.
But at any rate, you know, therefore there's a market there that those people may be going, and the cruisers would have diverted I think Irish tourism has a lot to offer, and I think we're well regarded, and I think during the last crisis, which was probably, well, even if you look at back a couple of years ago, where there were bombs going off in Central Europe, I think we benefited from that. So you have to make it happen if you're in the game and find out what's happening out there. And
well, Pat, it's a pleasure as always to talk to you. Thanks for hosting us here today, and every success to you and Una in the business. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.
Pat McDonough, ladies and gentlemen.